You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, October 4th, and it's time for Valley Talk, and we have a couple of guests joining us here today, and it is Pastor Hoiseth and Levi DeLange. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we have some things to talk about, but the big thing that we're talking about today is the Bible Baptist Fall Festival that's coming up on the 7th, and a lot of things going on, a lot of information to get into. But firstly, what are your guys' role at the Bible Baptist Church?
Well, I'm the pastor at Bible Baptist. I'm kind of a lifer from around here, right? From born and raised in Crookston, and had a couple of ministries in other states and areas, and actually started a church over in Bemidji. And then 5 years ago, had the privilege of coming and becoming the pastor of the church that I grew up in. And so have been doing that since that time and having a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, and I've been living in Crookston here for only about a little over 3 years, so definitely not a lifer by any means, but I've really enjoyed the time I've had here. I've enjoyed being at church, at Bible Baptist Church. I do mainly outreach stuff and children's ministries and stuff, so Fall Festival's kind of right up the alley of that kind of stuff that I work on at the church.
Yeah, and you guys have an interesting connection, as you guys had met in the past and then kind of went your own ways and now have convened together again here at the church.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. Just the way that our paths crossed at the same Bible college is really where it was. So where I went for ministry training, I was a few years ahead of Levi. But when it came time to look for somebody to bring on to assist us with those areas of ministry that Levi was talking about, I naturally went back there to where I graduated from. And got put in contact with Levi. And so it was really nice to have that same sort of background and church culture and philosophy of ministry and everything for him to come on and plugged right in. It's been a great fit.
Yeah.
And Levi, how's it been at the church for, you know, three now going on 4 years and getting acquainted into the Crookston area?
Yeah, it really has been great. The community as a whole is just a good place to live, but the church has been like a family just from the very beginning. I mean, very welcoming and such a loving group of people. It's been really easy to fit right in and to just get to know everybody and to work together in different ministries and different events like the one we're talking about. It's a lot of people work together on it. So it definitely takes a group of people who are very very willing to work together. And it's just, I don't know, it's just the kind of church it is, and I'm really thankful to be part of it.
You spoke early about the community, and so this is a way how the community can really interact with each other with the Bible Fall Festival that's coming up this weekend. So first off, what is the Bible Fall Festival, and then some activities? What goes on there?
Yeah, the Family Fall Festival, it's styled like a harvest carnival, if you think of something mm-hmm. like that. We have booths with different games. It's geared more for kids, mm-hmm. right? Kids of all ages, but really, even adults that have come the last 3 years have had a really good time there. So mm-hmm. Whether it's parents bringing their kids or grandparents or just really anybody from the community that wants to stop in and connect with people, everybody that's come has really expressed a lot of enjoyment, a lot of different variety. I'll let Levi, I guess, get into the details of what kind of activities people can expect.
Sure. Yeah, there's, like you said, there's stuff that anybody can enjoy. Those and that sort of thing would be like there's going to be a hayride. I mean, who doesn't? Like it's fall. Who doesn't like a good hayride? And
yeah.
You know, and there's going to be a couple of games that maybe are more familiar to adults. Things like cornhole, and we're actually going to have a giant ladder ball. that'll be a new one for us. So we're kind of excited to unveil that one. That's just kind of, you know, stuff that anybody can enjoy, but especially like Pastor was saying, there's going to be especially games for kids. I mean, not just little kids, but teens can enjoy it. Little kids, different tossing games where, you know, they can try to toss a football to a target or there's like a field goal to kick through and lots of opportunity to win candy. And yeah, I mean, it is the season for
yeah.
for candy, you know. So prizes too. There are going to be like little tickets that can, that kids can win in the games and exchange tickets for prizes, and that's part of the fun too, just kind of being able to buy the prizes. So
we also last year we started offering lunch as well. So we added that in as just a free part of what it is. So everything about the Family Fall Festival that we put on is free. This is just like, it's a special way for us to give back and connect with the community. And so it's not a fundraiser event or anything. There's not donation boxes everywhere. This is a special time where we just want to have people come. And, you know, I think it's helpful. It seems like every year costs of everything keep going up. And it's hard to, I have three kids, and so I know it's hard to take your family and go do much of anything without breaking the bank, like every time, whether you want to go out and eat or whether you want to go just do an activity with them or something. It seems like everything's costing more these days. And so maybe this is just a way for families to have an opportunity to do something that's not going to, you know, be a strain on them financially. So, so lunch is included in that, you know. It's, mm-hmm. It's just a great time of, getting together with family and friends and looking forward to having everybody come out and just have a blast.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like free fun activities, right?
Right, exactly.
And of course, food. What, you mentioned the food, so yeah. What kind of food can people expect?
Oh, it's going to be gourmet. I'm telling you, like hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Chips.
Chips, exactly.
Yeah,
so there'll
be some snacks too, like cotton candy and
popcorn,
some stuff like that. So,
and it's on the 7th. And is there a specific time that it's going to be going on at?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. Starts at 11, and then we'll wrap up around 2 o'clock or so. It's never really that firm, but you want to come for lunch. You know, that's basically the thing. And people, it's come and go, so mm-hmm. you don't have to stay for the whole thing. But seems like the last few years, the families that come pretty much end up sticking around for most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's enough to do.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
That's good that there's, you know, a lot to do for people to fulfill the whole, you know, 3 hours or even, you know, a little bit more. You know, if the fun keeps going on, why stop it, right?
That's right, exactly.
I like that flexibility. And it's going to be at the Bible Baptist Church. Do you have an address for people who might not be familiar with it?
Yeah, the easiest way to find us is if you know where Highland School is. You just continue on that road to the east. It kind of curves around, and it's just half a mile, really, from Highland. And then, but if you're not familiar with where Highland is, everybody knows where Walmart is, right? Mm-hmm. So you go 2 miles east on out Fisher Avenue, and then take a half mile south on that road. So.
And then is there a website that people can get some info on? That way they have it on their phones or something like that?
Yeah. Our website is BibleBaptistCrookston.org. You can go there. There's like an events tab that it's under that. But also we have a Facebook page, and just find us Bible Baptist Church Crookston. And we've got like an event on our Facebook page that's got a little bit more information and some pictures and videos of previous events if someone wants to kind of check that out for. It'll look a lot like what it's looked like before, so you can kind of get an idea what to expect going there on the Facebook page.
I know you touched on this, you both have touched on this a little bit about the purpose of the festival, but I feel like it's really important to reiterate that, you know, it's not just about it being free. It's about the community coming out and making memories and bonding with each other, and who knows, maybe you meet someone you haven't met before.
Exactly, right. Yeah, the word that kept coming to my mind as I thought about, you know, the purpose of our Family Fall Festival is the idea of connecting, right? So something that we can all agree on is that family time is important. And that, but even though everybody knows how important it is, it seems like it's not getting easier, you know, to spend that kind of good quality time with family. And so this is another one of those opportunities, I guess, and to just prioritize family and say, you know what, we're gonna clear off a spot. We're just going to go have some fun together. And we wanted to make that easy. You know, we're a very pro family kind of church. And so connecting with family is important. I think beyond family, it's like you said, you might meet somebody you didn't know before. So even the idea of how churches can help connect communities. And, you know, to get maybe a little bit deeper here, that I think it's a sad thing to see the decline of attendance in churches overall, you know, in our country. Our church hasn't had that problem lately. We've actually been growing, and we're thankful for that. But we understand that less people are going to church regularly than used to. And I think communities suffer more than they realize mm-hmm. when they lose that connection point that church has always been, you know, especially in a small town like Crookston. You know, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about kind of the difference between a big city and a small town. And small towns, I mean, that's part of that connectiveness and togetherness that makes it special. And I think churches are a key part of that glue, you know. And so it's a place where people can go for spiritual and emotional well-being, finding acceptance and a family of friends. And so the Family Fall Festival, man, it's not going to accomplish all of those things, right? I mean, that's bigger. And it's not like you don't let anybody think that it's going to feel like you're going to church when you come out on Saturday. Yeah. There's no worship service, no teaching or preaching or anything. But it is a little piece of that connecting mm-hmm. with other people. And that's what we want to see, connecting families, connecting our community, and ultimately connecting people with God, right? That's really what church is all about, is to make sure that people understand that there is a God and that he loves them and that you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And we're all about that. And whatever we can do to foster those kinds of connections, we want to be a part of. And Family Fall Festival fits right in that niche for us.
Yep. Levi, anything to add to that?
No, I think that, I mean, we like just to reiterate, like Pastor was saying, I think we all talk a lot about how it's difficult to make connections with, you know, we spend so much time with work and TV and computer use and all this kind of stuff. And but it's important to actually do something about that. And yeah, Family Fall Festival is like, yeah, here's a perfect opportunity. You want to get away from the screens for a little while, get away from the work, and just enjoy being around each other. And yeah, that's why we do it. So,
yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say this is probably a great time to just put the phones away and just kind of enjoy each other's company. And as we were talking about earlier, engage with others in the community, especially, you know, those, because, you know, most people are going to come out to the Fall Festival are going to be very like-minded and have, you know, some of the same ideas. And it's great just to have a nice reminder of like, oh, yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that have the same thought process and the same beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So are there any other events coming up that the church is doing? Or, you know, you mentioned, you know, the church declining, you know, in the country. The church is still mm-hmm. doing well. Any ways that people can just get involved in the church in general?
There's a lot of things happening at our church right now. It's actually really exciting. And as I said, I'm very thankful that our church hasn't been part of that trend of decline. We've actually seen a lot of good growth. With the new school year, the new semester, we've seen some college students come out, and that's been fun to see. We do have some individualized classes, I guess, Bible classes for different age groups. So if you think, like, of course, the old-time Sunday school classes for all the kids and stuff, we've got all of that. But we also have classes for different age ranges of adults. And that's been really helpful, really unique. And again, it's that idea of connecting with people that maybe you have more in common with than you realize. So we've got a singles college age class that meets 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We have a young marrieds and parents class that's also at that same time, 10 o'clock. Then we have our main worship service at 11 o'clock. Everybody kind of comes together for that. The kids do have a junior church, and we've got nursery and all of those things. So, like I say, very pro-kid, pro-family. We've got a couple other services. If Sunday mornings don't work well, sometimes people have conflicts or work or whatever. We actually have a special Sunday evening preaching service as well, Sunday nights at 6, and prayer service on Wednesday nights in the middle of the week. And so those are some weekly connecting points for people. As far as events, there's always like youth activities on the calendar. We actually just had a youth rally. So some teenagers from the region had 100 teenagers in the building and playing games, singing songs, hearing the word. It was a great time. We do have in the spring a men's meeting. And so I think that's another unique thing that we offer. We call it the Men's Advance. Okay, so It's kind of like in the vein of a retreat, but we like to say real men don't retreat, they advance. And so that's at the end of April. So if you want more information, check out our website or reach out to us about that. But that's always a really good time too. We have award-winning barbecue at that, and it's have a guy come up from South Dakota actually, and just awesome food and great time together. So we always try to keep something exciting on the calendar for a different group or different segment of the church or the community. So yeah, I guess, you know, Facebook's probably the best way to keep current on things that are happening and coming up, and just come and get plugged in, get engaged, meet some people that also love the Lord, and be good for you, be good for your family.
Yeah, you can find out more information on the Men's Advance, as you mentioned, the website earlier, BibleBaptistCrookston.org, and just also some general information on the church, some other happenings going on, and just getting information, ways to contact the church. There's all kinds of information on that website, so that's definitely a good resource to for people to keep sharing. And then do you have the Facebook page name that people can find and follow?
I think it's BBC Crookston, if I remember right. But if you just search for Bible Baptist in Crookston, it'll bring you right to it.
We're here at Valley Talk speaking with Pastor Hoiseth and Levi DeLange for the from the Bible Baptist Church for the Family Fall Festival. So we have a couple minutes remaining, so let's recap when the festival is, where it's going to be at, time, and also what's going to be happening.
The Family Fall Festival will be this Saturday, October 7th, running from starting around 11 a.m. to sometime in the afternoon around 2 p.m. is when we'll wrap things up. It'll include everything free, free lunch, free snacks, free games, free prizes and candy. Lots of fun, no cost, no strings attached. So it'll just be a good time to come out with your family.
And, games for everyone. I think that's very important. It's not just for kids, not just for teens, not just for adults. Everyone gets an opportunity to play games and win some prizes.
Definitely.
So very fun information. As I just mentioned, BibleBaptistCrookston.org is where you can find the information. We'll also have something on our website too at KROXAM.com, and which is where you can listen to this Valley Talk too. So if anyone is missing and they're interested, great place to look, get some information on it. And is there anything else that you guys have for us today?
Two quick things. Another way to stay connected with what we're doing is to tune in right here on KROX every Sunday morning. 7:45, we have a short devotional program called Heavenly Sunlight, and so that's something you don't want to miss, and I think it plays at 10 o'clock as well, so 7:45 and 10. Then the second thing is, I know it's beet harvest season is upon us, and so just want to let all the harvest workers and farmers know that we're praying for you. Have a safe harvest, and God bless you all.
Yeah, greatly appreciate all the work that they do, and we greatly appreciate both of you guys swinging along and coming here on Valley Talk and informing everyone about this Family Fall Festival taking place this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pastor Hoiseth and Levi DeLange, thank you very much for joining us here on Valley Talk. So it's right at 11 o'clock, which means we are going to head into the AP News.